Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning. Just after 9 o'clock, K-Rock Finale Show. Summer hours means we still got a lot of show to get to, so go nowhere. We'll be on straight up live through 11. Then you get Nicole Alvarez, 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. Is that continuing? Who knows? I keep asking the question. No one has the answer, so we'll just keep saying it. And then, of course, tickets all over the place, including right now, a four-pack for you to go to Knott's Berry Farm this summer. There's no better place to soak up the California fun and sun like Knott's Berry Farm. Tickets at Knott's.com. But you don't have to worry about that if you are caller 20 right now and every hour straight up through 6 p.m. Going to pick up the winner in just a moment and give them the good news. But before we can do that, Allie, you know, a lot of people have accused this show of potentially ruining their lives for different reasons. Usually it's because they either have us on too loud at their work and they get in trouble, or they use, quote, something from the show and they have to go have a meeting with HR. This guy has another cautionary tale. This is a new guy that claims this show has potentially ruined his life.
Sweet divot. So there's all this talk about getting in trouble with these word sayings from the show. This morning I rolled a stop sign, and as soon as the cop walked up to me, I said, "Me such a bad boy." He just laughed and then just gave me a few words, said, "Just be on your way."
Oh,
right, just wanted to hear this. Thanks, guys.
That would be creepy, man. Imagine walking up and,
"Me such a bad boy."
Oh, please get out of the vehicle.
Yeah, I'll be on your way, sir.
No. I'm not doing this exchange.
That got that guy out of a ticket. So this show is not only ruining lives, we're also making lives better just by quoting dumb things from the show. And all you got to do is just listen a little longer, and you'll pick up a few phrases to work into your own life. Hey, Peck.
Hi, good morning. Yeah.
You are caller 20. Yes.
To make my day. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and congratulations. You'll be enjoying a little trip to Knott's Berry Farm this summer, so have a good time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Helium is bad for you.
Yeah. Stay off the helium, kid. Didn't you hear the news?
That's you.
Oh, no.
You.
Okay, great. Making friends. That's what we do around here.
Another life ruined.
Conversations start well and end poorly. This hour, we'll get into some petty claims court and much more. Thanks for starting your day with us on K-Rock. Good morning. I am starting to believe that you are being scammed because no one, Allie, unless they were involved in some sort of a serious accident, would have to do as much as you've done over the past, 2 weeks. And I think it's actually kind of irony. It's biting you in the ass because you are the first person I know that came on the radio and very publicly spoke out against what you called big dentists. You didn't believe in flossing. You said you don't stand by it. It's a giant lie. It's the biggest lie we tell every day and every year or two. We go get a checkup. Oh, yeah, I'm flossing. They go, no, you're not.
I'm just saying we need to start being honest with ourselves and with our dentists. Don't say, I floss when you don't floss. And we all understand that for the most part, we ain't flossing.
Allie, for the third time in 1 week, has it been 1 week or two?
I have had 3 appointments in the last 2 weeks.
And it makes me think.
And I might have another one on Friday.
Your mouth is falling apart, or you are getting scammed and falling for every little upcharge they try to give you, which, you know, I know that you came in here numb on, I forget, one day last week. You were still all numbed up because they numbed your whole mouth and filled. You said, what was the number of cavities you had? 9 or something?
Glad you were listening.
Was it 10? How many cavities?
You were here what day when you're doing how many cavities? I don't know.
I remember.
I'm not trying to share this with you.
I remember it was Omar 7. And I it were was blown 7. Away with how many cavities it was.
Well, it was a lot.
What happened was I started getting, and I don't know if they do this to you, but they start hitting you up saying, hey, you haven't been in for a cleaning in a while. Come in for a cleaning. It's free. It's free. Come on in for a cleaning. So finally, I'm like, all right, fine. I'll make an appointment and go in. When I went in, they said, oh, by the way, we've changed owners. There's a new owner now that owns this entire operation. And by the way, there's a couple of teeth that are problem teeth, potentially. Let's have the dentist take a look. They take a look and they say, yeah, you know what? These are problems and they're just going to get worse. So you might as well get them filled now because it's cheaper to do it now than it is later on. And of course, ding, ding, ding. I'm like, sign me up. Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay more later. I'd rather pay less now.
Yeah, that's like a scam, though.
Well, I figured
that
out.
Wait and see. I'm a big fan of the wait and see.
I was on the fence about it, and then they were like, well, it's actually better if you get it done now. And I was like, all right, fine. Somehow, when they're showing you all the graphs of your teeth, they apparently were showing me that I had 7 cavities instead of 2. I don't know where the miscommunication happened.
Oh, my God.
But they were like, by the way, you're getting 7 cavities filled. I said, I don't remember agreeing to that. That seems like a lot. And then I decided, you know what? I'm not an expert. I guess they are, and I'm here, and I've got the appointment, and they've got the numbing needle ready, so I guess let's do this. As I'm leaving, and they worked on my mouth for a long time, and I was numb on every single part of my mouth. As I was leaving, they were like, so does your bite feel okay? I'm like, I can't feel anything. I don't know what the hell's going on. And they were like, well, if you feel some jaw discomfort, just let us know, because we just did a lot of work on your teeth. And I'm going,
you just set the new dental practice record for most cavities in one visit.
I am one of those people who has had maybe 1 or 2 my whole life. So the fact that I have 7 now just seems a little ridiculous. But also the price was not that much, so I didn't even think that they were doing that much stuff. Then I start experiencing really bad pain in my jaw. My it's waking me up at night. I can't sleep. By the end of the show, my jaw hurts and my bite feels really weird. And like as soon as I ate ice cream, got pain shooting through my mouth.
Well, maybe that's why I got so many cavities. How much ice cream are you eating?
Well, no, I just had a little bit.
So are you doing a pint tonight?
No, there's a place by us that has Cookie Monster ice cream. It's great.
It's for children.
Yeah. My kid gets it and I have some Cookie Monster too.
Oh, boy. That's the problem. That's the problem. Yep.
So
in the cavity.
I go back in. They make adjustments. And then I'm in even more pain. And I had to go back yesterday. And there's a new... Now, this is the new owner coming in and introducing himself and saying, I'm going to make all your problems go away. I said, well, that would be great because I didn't really have problems before I came in here.
Yep.
And he was like, well, you know, I could cure your jaw problems. I said, that would be great because, again, I had no jaw problems when I came in here. And he said, you know what would really make you feel better is if I gave you Invisalign.
Oh, yeah. They love that move.
Oh, and they drop the I word. They love giving Ka-ching. Invisalign.
They can't even get the word out without them just their mouth watering.
Oh, my God. I thought it was the teeth whitening thing that they were pushing. But
they used to.
They've moved on to Invisalign. And he goes, you will never have another jaw problem if you're in your life if I give you this Invisalign. And I'm going to do another procedure right after that that's going to make you in tip-top shape for the rest of your life. I said, you've got to be crazy to think that I would then get more crap done to my teeth after all these things that I've been through. And he said, oh, by the way, I noticed another cavity.
See, this is where the scam has begun.
And I was like, this is crazy.
Did you say that in your Cookie Monster voice or your regular voice?
No, stop it. That's from my cookies.
Allie, the free cleaning scam is how they get you in there. Everyone offers a free cleaning so they can find things to then charge you for. It's no different than when they say, come by for a free inspection of your car, and then they'll find a bunch of stuff that they can charge you for. Meanwhile, this guy said, 818 says, you're getting scammed big time. Same thing happened to my wife. Dennis got taken over. The second opinion, so the nothing, everything fine. Place gets taken over. New place goes. You got a lot of things here we got to fix immediately.
Right.
And then they go, I'm going to get a second opinion. Went for a second opinion. They go, you have no cavities. No one knows what's going on. I think it is. If someone were to really look into this thing, and I bet you there's a former dentist who would probably come clean and let us know what's going on.
I would love to know.
It's
come clean.
Be
80, well said.
80% scam. I would imagine 80% scam industry.
Dude, and then the dentist that eventually fixed me yesterday, he was like, I've got 4 different offices. They're all really successful. That I think I'm probably going to just spend most of my time at this one because the other dentists here are...
No good? You made that face?
Yeah, and I was like, you mean the ones that gave me my feelings? Because that would mean that it's another huge problem that you even have that dentist filling my teeth in the first place.
Kelsey, go ahead. Please talk some sense into Allie.
Yes, Allie, I had the same exact thing happen to me. My dentist got taken over by a new owner, went in. He told me I had all these cavities, filled a couple of them, and I was like, whoa, 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 let's slow down. Let's do some of these later because it was getting way too expensive. And I went and got a second opinion at a new dentist. She told me I had zero cavities.
Yes.
So
yeah. I'm telling you.
So what is going on? Why is there? Is there any profession that has more discrepancy?
I don't think so. And by the way, I did this exactly what you're saying. I was with a guy, old dude. This guy was old, shaky hands, old. I mean, real old, shaky hands. And I went to him for the past few years. I was like, this guy probably should retire by now, but he was still doing it. And he was shaking away and clacking. And he goes, but he kept saying to me, your mouth looks fine. Mouth looks fine. Next, finally, guy forced retirement because I think he ended up stabbing someone in the eye with one of those plaque tools. So they forced the guy out. They brought in a new person. New person takes one look, goes, yeah, you got a lot of stuff here we got to take care of. I
right.
go, the old guy.
And they make it seem like it's not an option. Like, yeah, this needs to happen, so we're just going to go ahead and schedule
so
it.
So I bounced. I said, all right, let me go see it. I bounced and went to some place in the valley, yeah. And they looked. They go, your mouth looks fine.
And that's the gut feeling. You have to be like, hold on, something's not right here. They also convinced me to get a mouth guard at night because they were like, that's probably what's also causing your teeth problems. Then my thing arrived. You know, my mouth guard, whatever. And the new dentist looks at it and goes, oh, you got one of those? Yeah, you don't really need that. I was like, what? So I just spent $600 on this thing that you're telling me I don't need.
That's why they put that
Because the other dentist said I needed it.
That's why they put that giant heavy blanket on you so you can't actually get up and walk out.
I know.
You're just trying to leave and you can't because you can't move that heavy bib they put on you.
I would also say that's the profession where every new dentist that you have will trash talk the old dentist.
Oh yeah, they love it. There's nothing that they like better. Who'd you go to before? You mind me asking?
Those fillings, they are crap. That's why they're falling apart, and you need ours.
They never say like, "Hey, whoever you went to before did a great job. Your mouth looks great." Hey, Tammy, go ahead. What's up?
Hi. Yeah. I had ended up going to a new dentist because it was closer to my house, and they messed up my teeth. They said I needed two root canals, and I was in so much pain afterwards. I had to go back to my old dentist and get it fixed.
That's also embarrassing, too, when you try to go somewhere else, and then they mess you up, and then you got to go. You're crawling back to the first one.
I know.
And they hold on. We have a dentist on the phone who's mad at us. Hey, you're a real dentist?
Hey, yes.
Former or current?
No, current dentist. I'm in Sherman Oaks.
All right. Would you be honest? What percentage of your industry? Maybe you're on the level, but there are a lot of guys that are scamming.
I think it's something you may find in every industry. But I specifically wanted to point out, you know, what was said about going to one dentist and finding a lot of cavities and then another and you have a clean slate. I think it comes down to how, you know, the perspective of each dentist. Like sometimes one person is a lot more aggressive. They might find something really small and diagnose it as a cavity. Whereas at other times, other people will see that same thing and be like, no, we'll just like keep an eye on it because it's, you know, it's something very small. And so, especially when you go from like one dentist to a new dentist, you'll find like a totally different outlook.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on their own, you know, personal, aggressiveness of how to identify.
So you think they all truly believe that we need this stuff and it's not just for the sake of the scam?
I think that's where the discrepancy lies, and you find a lot of people who are, you know, who they'll diagnose a lot more, and maybe they're also salespeople, like the Invisalign pitch they were trying to sell you.
Exactly.
Hey, you ever lose a bunch of money gambling on, like, let's say the Cowboys don't cover the spread, so you go in next week, and you go, like, all right,
I'm gonna
this
give
week,
out six Invisaligns gotta, this week.
Got to do a bunch of cavities and root canals. You ever think that? Or
yeah,
no?
or your rent gets increased, and you're like, yeah, I got to make up for this.
Right.
But as a dentist, do you agree that flossing is BS?
No, flossing is very important.
Yeah, there they go.
Right, that's the big, liar, that's the liar, company liar.
K-Rock, Finale Show. It's almost time for Petty Claims Court, which means you are about to be in a jury. You're going to hear a couple that is fighting over something very petty, but you will determine who's right, who's wrong, based on your votes on the text line, 800-520-1067. I am concerned, Allie, because this couple that is about to join us has been married for a total of 1 week.
Oh, yikes, and they're already calling in?
1 week, and they are already now on Petty Claims Court, which... is something that I would say I don't even know what the issue is just yet, but the reality is if you've only... I would think first week of marriage is pretty easy.
Yeah, but you also think about it's like after you do something big, like buy a car or get married, you start in the days afterwards going, did I just do the right thing?
Yeah, or maybe...
Well, hold on, that person chews weird. I didn't notice that before.
Or perhaps they were doing something that you thought that they would just stop doing the second you got married, and then they're still doing it. I don't know what the case is. You will be a jury. Congratulations, you have jury duty. So as far as we're concerned, you don't have to go to work today. It's time for Petty Claims Court.
In the legal system, cases are tried from Supreme Courts to Small Claims Court. But what about stuff that's too small for Small Claims Court? This is Petty Claims Court.
Moments, we will need you to determine who wins and who loses. That's what relationships are all about, scorekeeping. We make it very simple on Petty Claims Court. If you're dealing with an issue that's so small that even Small Claims Court will not see you, you can always slide in the DMs and join us in a future episode of Petty Claims Court. All right, let's say hi to Illy and Danny. I believe they are they calling from their honeymoon? Are you guys on a honeymoon right now or no?
No.
Can't even agree on that. That's the first question.
That's so but you did just get married a week ago.
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
And how long were you together before you got married?
Eight months.
Oh wow! You got married within a year of knowing each other.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Sorry for all the judgment in Allie's voice right there.
Well, you don't hear about that very often. I feel like now people wait longer than ever. Maybe I feel like a lot of people now are like, 4, 5, 6 years.
Maybe they felt some sort of a connection.
We just got married in Vegas.
Cool.
Like classic.
Yeah, okay. He proposed to you?
Yep, yeah, I did.
And did you think, it's a little soon to propose to this woman? I've only known her for a few months.
No, I didn't think so. It felt right to me, so okay. I just popped the question right then and there.
Did you pop the question in Vegas and then immediately get married?
No, it wasn't like that.
No, you went to Vegas with the goal. Right.
It wasn't already getting married.
It's like you woke up hungover and married.
Yeah, popped the question, and then like a week later, we decided to get married. Hmm. We decided to get married in Vegas.
Let's find out what the issue is. Who is bringing the other person to Petty Claims Court?
I'm bringing Danny to Petty Claims Court.
All right, go ahead and tell us what's going on. We'll battle this out, and then the jury will decide.
He'll do everything around the house, like clean the house, everything. But for some reason, I'll wake up, every single cabinet and drawer will be wide open.
Oh, my God.
Wide open.
I know exactly what that's like. That's what my wife does.
So you started by saying he does everything around the house and you appreciate that and he's a great guy. Yeah. But for some reason, whenever you go into, let's call it the kitchen, every cabinet door is open. Like he was looking for something and just didn't close doors when he was done?
Yes.
Does this include important things like the fridge? Does the fridge remain open for a prolonged period?
Sometimes he leaves the freezer open, like every night. Oh my God, that shit just. Girl.
All right, try.
Not curse, that would be great.
Okay, perfect.
So he leaves the fridge open. He leaves the freezer open. He leaves the cabinets open. And what is your defense for this before we get into who's going to win this battle?
My defense is I just forget to just close them. I mean, I remember to do my chores and put everything in there and organize it, but for some reason I just forget to close it.
See, I like the argument that you're just going to open them again anyway. Like, let's say you have a cabinet with snacks in it and you want a snack, so you open it up, you take a snack out. The idea of closing it again seems silly if you're just going to get a snack again in 20 minutes.
It's the same reason you make your bed every morning. You got to reset everything. And also, if you have every cabinet and drawer open, that's just more things for your head to bang into, your knee and elbow to bang into. That's when, like, you forget that you've left something open and you actually hurt yourself.
You are accident prone, Lily.
Oh, is that what happens? Have you walked into these cabinets before?
I'll usually, like, hit my head on the cabinet because I'm, like, very, like, I just...
Clumsy.
Yeah, I'm clumsy.
Or you just assume that cabinets are closed.
818 says this lady is screwed because she got married under Nevada law, which means their laws are in favor of the men, unlike California laws. So already talking about divorce, but let's not get into that too much. They've just been married for a week. And you do admit that you are doing this. You do leave the cabinets open. This isn't like one of those situations where you think you close them, but you close them with such force that they push back open again. You're saying you know for a fact you leave them open.
Yeah, I know for a fact that I leave them open. They're closed now, but sometimes I leave them open.
But what would you say is the ratio of housework from, you know, Danny to Illy? Danny's doing like 80, 90% of everything?
I'd say like 70.
But I also provide. I'm like the working person of the house. You know what I mean?
You're the earner.
Yeah, I'm the earner.
So you're saying I'm bringing home the bacon. The least you can do is not
put it in the fridge and close it.
Put it in the fridge and keep it shut.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. And listen, a lot of people on the text line are saying, if this is a trait of people that have ADD, a lot of times, for some reason, they have a hard time completing a task. So they will do part of the task, which is open cabinet.
Or getting the item is very urgent. And then once you get the item, you're like, okay, batteries, I found them. And you walk away and you're continuing your project. You can't be bothered by turning, you know, actually closing the cabinet behind you. Or you think, I'm going to close it and later, and then you don't.
Follow-up question, guys. Does Danny close the car door after he gets out of it, or does he leave that open too?
Did you guys hit a biker?
Yeah, what's so funny now?
Of course I closed my car door.
All right, well, so some people say maybe he's got one of those like short-term memory loss things.
Yeah, but 310 can't relate. How do you forget to close a cabinet? I immediately open a cabinet, get what I need out of it, and close it.
Well, you're not on trial here, Allie. But,
yeah, I know, but it seems like common. It's just like it's an autopilot thing.
I have been accused of doing something similar to what he does, but if I am in the process of cooking, let's say I'm making something, where I'm getting multiple things from multiple cabinets, refrigerator, while that process is going on, everything stays open the whole time I'm doing the process.
Including the fridge?
No, the fridge I'm more likely to shut, just because I feel
like... But every cabinet and drawer is open while you're cooking? That sounds like chaos.
Yeah, it is. It's chaotic, but it's only for like, you know, the 30 minutes I'm making something, and then at the end, I clean it all up, everything gets shut. But my wife thinks that's crazy that I even leave the stuff. Everything, like you said, she goes, the second it's open,
yeah,
it should be closed right away.
I do that, too. If I need, like, something from the pantry, grab what I need, close it.
All right.
I forgot something else
exactly.
I need, open it, close it.
Everyone's got their own. Obviously, your marriage is not going to work. I hate to be the one to break that to you a week in. But we will turn this over to the jury in a moment. You'll each get 10 seconds of closing arguments. I know there's a ton of follow-up questions on the text line about exactly how often he's been doing this. Was he doing this while you were engaged to be married? Did you notice this while you were dating? Why now? Did you notice he was doing this the whole time? You know, have you lived together at all, or is this the first time you'd be living together?
Oh, yes, we've lived together. We actually lived together since, like, month one. Or month two.
So you literally
lezzed out.
That's really what they moved in together after 1 month of dating, and then they got married after 8 months of dating. Which
we also met off Tinder.
Cool.
And they met on Tinder. All right. Well, you got all the red flags for a problem.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Someone on the text line said, I got married in the first year, and it was a huge mistake, and I'm already going through a divorce. But maybe you'll make it.
Does he ever put stuff back where it doesn't belong as well? Have you ever found eggs in one of the cabinets or something?
Oh, my God. I get into this argument, and I want to know if the text line can agree. Does bread go in the fridge?
I put my bread in the fridge, Klein.
Bread does not go in the fridge, but people try to do it to get a little bit more days out of the loaf.
Oh, I can get months out of that bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Preservatives for.
Yeah, that's what. Thank you, Jake. It's all about the sweet preservatives. Why? Who's the one who puts it in the fridge? He does.
Yeah, he puts bread in the fridge.
Yeah, it's not cool.
What do you mean it's not cool? It's then just, I get like 3 days out of the bread.
That's right, you got to go through it.
No, I don't eat.
All right, jury. You're going to hear 10 seconds of closing arguments, then we will turn it over to the first 100 votes on the text line at 800-520-1067. It's Petty Claims Court. The case is Ely versus Danny. They've been married for a week. She says it's unacceptable how he leaves every cabinet open all the time. He doesn't really defend himself. He just says, yep, that's me. So
he does a lot around the house.
So, Danny, we will let you give your 10 seconds closing argument first. Go ahead.
I don't know what to say, really.
All right. Time well spent. Ely, you got 10 seconds to try to beat that argument, which will be difficult, but go ahead.
I got to give it to him because he does do a lot around the house. Because closing a cabinet isn't the end of the world. Like, I got to give it to him, honestly.
Are you pulling your argument off the court case
maybe,
now?
Maybe just a little bit. Wow. Honestly.
All right. Well, that was a strange. He almost admitted defeat. That I think she felt so bad that she broke him that she kind of backtracked on her entire argument.
It's weird. It's like they love each other.
Yeah. Or she realizes it's not going to be around. The relationship's not going to last long enough to even deal with this problem.
I know. Wow.
All right. The first 100 votes will determine who wins and who loses. 800-520-1067. The verdict and the punishment, and that will all be next on K-Rock. This has been Petty Claims Court. Let's find out who wins, who loses. You voting for Illy or are you voting for Danny?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
K-Rock Klein Alley Show. I can't believe it, but people are still so heated about something so petty. You got the couple on the phone. They've been married for 1 week. The fact they're a petty claims court already. Seems like it could be disaster, but think about it. They met on Tinder. They moved in after a month. They got married after 8 months, quickie wedding in Vegas, and now they're already at petty claims court. So they're just living the relationship that most of us take 5-6 years to get to. They're just doing it all within a year. It's incredible.
There's a lot of opinions about this, especially the cabinet stuff. But then when things moved over to whether or not you need to refrigerate bread,
that really fired
everybody up. There were people who were voting for Illy that have now withdrawn their vote for her because how dare she leave bread out and not put it in the fridge? 714 said, my wife is a cereal drawer opener and a non-closer. For that reason, I vote for Illy. Mm-hmm. But 310 said, I think Danny wins because it sounds like he probably has a large dong.
Yeah, I will say that, Danny, it's been brought up that you sound like you're packing heat, and because people say because the personality is so mid and she's the breadwinner in the relationship, this guy must be have a huge dong. So congratulations on that.
I guess.
All right. Now let's get to it. Allie has added up all the votes, tabulated. We only accept the first 100. This is, once again, Illy has brought her brand new husband, Danny, to petty claims court because he leaves every cabinet open all the time. Many people have suggested things like just removing all the cabinets. No need to even have them anymore. I like that concept.
Oh, no, that's terrible. You would just see all the clutter and everything.
Or switch to those like see-through ones where you don't even need to keep them open. Although,
like,
I don't know if that
curtains.
I don't know if that would stop him, because it just seems like he gets caught up and doesn't feel the need to shut them. Remember the petty claims court we got into a while ago? The person was upset that their husband or boyfriend didn't reset the microwave, just left the timer going?
Yeah, that was one of the most ridiculous.
Similar concept, though, where they go, what's the point? Just set it at 20 minutes and just use what you need to use and then keep going. Just count down. But anyway, all right, Allie's added up all the votes. The winner of petty claims court, there's no going back now, is...
Well... I think in the middle of it, when Illy kind of keeled over, it really kind of messed up the prosecution's case. And the votes were clear as well that Danny has won this edition of petty claims court.
As they're saying,
open door Danny.
As they're saying on the text line, well hung jury, Danny. So congratulations, Danny, on the massive dong, clearly, and winning this petty claims court. You have beaten Illy, and as a result... you can either remove the cabinet doors if you choose to, or just leave them open. Really, there's no punishment here because you win the case. So,
okay, cool. That's cool, I guess.
What is Danny's deal?
I don't know.
What's going on with you, man?
Is he an F boy?
Are you okay?
Is Danny an F boy, Illy?
I'm just like, I'm kind of shocked. Like, what? I'm just like, I'm shook.
He shook. Someone's accused him of being in a lavender marriage situation. I don't know what that means.
I looked it up, and a lavender marriage means that one person in the relationship is not straight.
Oh.
And they're in a marriage of convenience.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, that's way more than an open cabinet door situation.
All right, Danny, do you pack anything else in that we should know about?
The text line has got a lot of theories about this
couple. Leave anything else open?
That's the joys of meeting someone on Tinder. We got to take a quick break. When we get back... ADD News to get to. Then we will give away another 4-pack of tickets for you to go to Knott's Berry Farm this summer. And that'll all be happening within the next 10 to 15 minutes right here on K-Rock. 4 tickets for you to go to Knott's Berry Farm. The second we're done with this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
This is actually a sad local story to report. The Flamin' Hot Cheetos plant in Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, that's down the street from my house.
It's closing.
What?
Yep. After 50-plus years, the birthplace of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, where a humble janitor had a genius idea to make Cheetos flamin' hot, and that piece of history is no more.
I'm kind of related to that guy, by the way. Did you guys know that?
No.
Yeah, it's a weird thing where my wife's Nina... nephew is the guy who did that. Yeah.
Once there's like three of them,
it's hard to track.
Like,
wait a minute. You have any sort of claim to the Flamin' Hot Cheetos fortune or not really?
No.
I don't even know if he did.
We tried to get him onto the show and he was like, I can't do your show. I reached out to Nina, and Nina's like, nah, he's too busy for you.
So
what is he busy doing?
Well,
I don't know, but he's a legit. He works for the corporation now. He works for Lay's.
Damn,
he's like a legit business guy.
Well,
he's up there.
A lot of employees no longer have jobs there. They got rid of every employee, and all the employees said that it was abrupt. They had no opportunity to see if they could transfer to another location or another department. All of them were kind of just abruptly let go. It was like, you know, how all of a sudden the Hooters locations were like, we're closing. That's what happened. And then they got 10 weeks of severance pay, but it's kind of crazy.
This isn't AI based, is it? Do you know?
I don't really know the reason. It seems all kind of sudden, but it's, you know, this is kind of a staple of Rancho Cucamonga, right?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. This and there's a Coca-Cola plant down here, too.
I saw that. Maybe this has something to do with the Ozempic effect, is that, like, I just saw, like, McDonald's is having slump in sales because they believe it's all because of everyone who's taking the Ozempic. So people aren't starving while they're driving around, for, you know, doing those impulsive just trips to McDonald's. Perhaps same thing with the bags of chips.
The amount of people that are on Ozempic is that much that it's having that much of an impact on society?
Just a tiny little bag of chips.
That's what they claim, though.
Dinner for an Ozempic.
But think of all of the times you're eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos. It's usually between meals, or it just needs something quick to get me through the next 20 minutes. I'm starving.
You see it in your pantry, you grab a quick, you know, handful.
Maybe you're not doing that anymore. Maybe people aren't doing that anymore. I don't know.
Snacking is down.
Yeah, snacking's down. It's really sad. Nothing better than good snacking, and R.I.P. to the Flamin' Hot Cheetos plant in Rancho.
Yeah, that's a bummer. All right, it seems like this happens every year, but there will be record spending for Father's Day. This is the report. It's that it's going to be up. Let's see. Hold on. It's going to be up about 7% more this year.
Go horn.
last year.
No horn for me.
And oh, no? Your daughters don't have the show on in the other room, do they?
Told Vanessa to please turn our show off.
Okay, good call, good call. I just was testing the waters.
Very
here.
Inappropriate. There is going to be a record-breaking $24 billion spent on Father's Day gifts this year. It's just over $200 per person. But if you compare it to Mother's Day, we just had a record-breaking spending number there, too, and that was $34 billion. So people are spending, on average, $50 more on the mom than on the dad.
But if the cost of everything has gone up, inflation, et cetera, then doesn't that just seem that's just a natural way of things? Not like people love their dads more this year or love their moms more.
They're just like
more
expensive. Those grill brushes I was planning on getting are 7% more than they were last year.
So everything just goes up.
Well, and cards. Like actual Father's Day and Mother's Day cards, it's now $6, $7, sometimes $10 just for a basic card.
The worst
crop. I'm surprised Allie's actually buying cards now. She might. Did you run into a bit of success or something? Because you into like, you know, what? Your late 20s were making them?
Oh, that's right. You were making cards.
Yeah, but my kid's not old enough to make them yet.
Sweatshirt.
I got to pass it along to him because then it's like even more heartfelt because like he took the time to make it, you know? And I think once I got a little older, it just seemed kind of sad. So now I'm... And it's time consuming because I made pop-up cards. I made full on, yeah, like you open it up and little flowers come out.
Don't you think that your parents, I mean, I would hate when that day comes that my kids are going to start buying them. I rue the day because I love those homemade Father's Day cards.
Not a lot of days that you rue, but if I'm going to rue one.
Can't wait till Omar takes his fist and points it up at the sky.
Seriously.
No, I started doing it and my dad loved it. He said even like the following year I got him a regular card and he was like, oh man, I was looking forward to a homemade card.
And yeah, they should go back and record it and see what they say.
But Allie was going, unfortunately, next level. She was making cards and she was homemaking gifts for people. And that's where things went too far because she was
you should homemake one and not the other.
Yeah, you can't give someone a homemade card and a homemade gift because then they realize, wow, this poor person is broke. They have nothing.
Then you should think about your own parenting.
Right, exactly.
All right, everyone loves, let's have a feel-good story now. Everyone loves an animal live birth. Just think about how many people were watching the bald eagles hatch or a giraffe or an endangered white rhino giving birth. And now I'm starting to think people are getting a little too into it because I don't know if you saw this come up on your feed. There was a bottlenose dolphin giving birth Brookfield Zoo in Chicago. And it is weird to see a dolphin give birth because they're just like swimming and then all of a sudden they're like, and then there's just another dolphin there. But listen to the commentary because I feel like this is getting weirdly sexual. If you heard that at the beginning, she's at the beginning whispering and going, come on, mama, come on, mama, come on.
It's coming out,
Yeah, and it's moving.
Yes, baby's going to the surface.
And then the guy gets in there and he's like, yes, yes, yes. Good job, Al, good job.
There you go, baby.
That was at the end there.
It was a weird video to watch.
It was so weird.
They give birth in such a unbelievably, it was like, I mean, it looks graphic from looking at, you know, into the tank, but I guess that's how we get tuna fish, right, Allie? That's how we make that good stuff.
No, they're not tuna.
You are poetic.
Thank you. That's you put that on the
fire
stick.
Not at all.
That's, well, if you get the good tuna, there's a little bit of dolphin in there. Everyone knows that. That's the good stuff. You
that's
extra.
Spice comes in.
That's right.
Chicken of the sea, right?
Chicken of the sea, baby. We get into a brand new hour of the show, and we do it next on K-Rock and Morning.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.